Welcome to another episode of Bedtime Stories with Salty Vixen. Tonight's story is titled, Riding the Train. What I won't write about, you ask? Well, I could write about the endless foreplay that I asked him to do last night. Oh, there's plenty to say about how it felt to have his cock in my mouth. With our hands both stroking and tickling until he came. Oh, I'm sure you'd enjoy hearing about any animalistic thrashing or spanking. Yes, I'll consider telling you about my multiple orgasms, or the smell of sex on our hands, our bodies, and on our breath this morning as we fucked once again. Oh, I could do that, and I know you would like to hear about it. Oh, what I will hold in my mind, though, is the way we looked at each other, knowing that we love each other dearly. The way he caressed my back as I lie there. When he was inside me, I whispered, there was no one like him, and he called me darling. At least for a while, I felt fearless and fierce, gorgeous and lovely. Yes, this is what I'll tell you, and this is what mattered. And before we get into tonight's story, I'd like to remind my listeners that in the description box below is a link to my website with the full story typed out. What do you want me to write about? Oh yes, you want me to write about fucking? Let's begin. He leans across the table and kisses my neck, then gently whispers in my ear, go to the bathroom and take off your panties. Oh yes, baby. I smile and nod, eager to be rid of the thin fabric that is riding between my wet pussy lips. I excuse myself from the table and dash off to the bathroom, entering the stall. I click the lock and hike my skirt up. My fingers reach inside the corners at my hips and then slowly push my panties toward my thighs. Yes, I feel my face flush with excitement, sliding them all the way down. And stepping out of them feels deliciously naughty. Good thing Santa already got my letter. I slip the panties into my purse and then unlock the door. Looking down, I realize my hands are trembling. I walk somewhat unsteady back to the table where he waits. He's leaned back against the booth, his legs in front of him crossed at the ankle. My eyes run up and down his unbelievably long legs, finally resting on his boots. Hey, how's it going, sweetie? He says, laughing at me. I snap my head up and look into his smiling eyes and feel suddenly embarrassed. I then squirm ever so slightly and then he winks. Oh, he knows I am neither embarrassed nor squirming. Out of any discomfort for the situation. He passed the seat next to him, and I slide into the booth. Oh, it seems like an eternity, but eventually, we get the check. He pays it, and we gather our packages and head for the train station. We have 15 minutes to kill, and I'm suddenly nervous, and he's just too happy. And as we stand in line waiting for coffee, he reaches up under my skirt. Yes, baby. Which is, by the way, fairly tight. And squeezes my sexy ass. Yes, baby. And then lets its fingers linger at the cleft of my cheeks. I turn and whisper to him that we have a long way to get home and he should be good. Oh, then he raises his eyebrow and laughs. Somehow, I don't think he cares that we have a train ride, and then another train called the L, before we get to our car, and then a 20-mile drive back to the house. Reminding him of just how frustrating that could be falls on deaf ears. He pinches my ass, and I jump, oh yes, almost spilling my coffee. Oh, this amuses him, the same as when I say, ow. When he sneaks up behind me and swats my ass. Oh, he knows it neither hurts nor surprises me. Walking toward the train, he lags slightly behind me, which always makes me jumpy, because he is usually ready to spank or pinch. Yes, of course, I want him to spank or pinch, but for some reason, it speeds me up. And then I climb up the stairs and head to the back of the car. I slide in against the window, waiting for him to sit down next to me. And instead, he walks up, puts his hand on the back of the seat in front of me, and flips it so it faces my way. He then slides in across from me and places his foot between my ankles. Oh, he is such a naughty boy. I giggle and cross my legs, looking out the window at the darkened platform as the train slowly turns to life and begins to move. I then stammer something about someone needing the seat, and he shrugs and tells me, we'll see. For a moment, well, a terrifying and a bit exciting thought comes to mind. If the train ends up being crowded, or what if a stranger sits across from me instead of him? As if reading my mind, he motions for me to sit next to him, and boy, I jump to the chance and do as he says. Then he switches and sits in the seat I was in. Huh, I laugh at him. But then he realizes why he has turned me toward him, and essentially the wall of the car. Oh yes, for his eyes only. Oh, I love to be exposed to him. I slide my shoe off and spread my legs, placing my foot on the seat next to his thigh. His hand reaches down and caresses my calf. He looks into my eyes and shifts a bit in the seat. My hand falls to my thigh and snakes it way up my skirt, over my stocking tops. And yes, I feel the silky smoothness of my lips mixed with the slickness between them. I watch his eyes dart around the train car for a sign to stop, but see none. He nods almost imperceptibly to me, and I slide my fingers between my wet lips. Yes, baby. I know. His attention falls to my hand, while his hand grips his very deliciously hard cock through his jeans. And then I bring my other leg up and spread my knees wide, moving my hand so he can see my silky, smooth pussy. Yes. I look back over my shoulder, but everyone in the car is facing the other way, oblivious to his display between us. My clit and inner lips are very swollen and wet. I'm folding like a flower, opening my pussy for him. I then lick my lips at the sight of his beautiful cock straining against the front of his jeans. And soon the conductor will file through the cars expecting tickets, and we only have a few stops. I bring my fingers to my lips and lick them off, smiling coyly at him, and bring my feet back down, my legs back together. I twirl around and slide onto the seat next to him, leaning over. I kiss him and run my fingers under his nose. He inhales deeply, and then it is our turn to depart. We gather our belongings and walk toward the L platform. It seems our legs are shaky, but it could be just mine. Oh, his stride picks up speed, and he grabs my hand to fly up the stairs to meet our next transportation. It is very crowded and I follow him to the nearest space with a bar to hold. And then he motions for me to stand in front of him. Then I welcome the chance to rub up against him. Yes, oh, my pussy is on fire. And I feel as if the wetness will reach my thighs and everyone will know. The train lurches into action and I stumble slightly. Then recover my sea legs and move back against him. His palm comes to rest on my lower belly and he pushes himself into me. Oh, yes. I push back playfully until I feel skin. Warm skin. Yes. Oh, hard skin. Yes. His hand reaches up for my hair and he snaps my head back to kiss me. Yes. As his cock edges me from behind. Yes, baby. Short, hard, staccato, fucking. Yes, baby. I want to scream. God, it feels so good. He releases my hair but holds his mouth to my ear, warning me to stay quiet or he'll stop. I nod and bite my lip as his boot gently moves my legs apart further. Putting my jacket in front of me, I reach down and slowly, finger my clit. He then grabs my shoulder and pulls me back on his beautiful cock. My gasp brings a hint of recognition from the man sitting a few seats in front of us, but everyone else is seemingly oblivious. I then lock eyes with him and he smiles. Yes, a beautiful, knowing smile, devoid of any lechery. My fingers move quicker over my swollen clit as the train pitches and reels around corners on its way to our stop. I come, flooding his cock with my sweet juices. My cunt grips him and pulls the nectar from his pulsing. Beautiful. Delicious. Yes, baby. Cock. The train slows and I'm afraid to move or look at him. And by the time I regain my composure, he is redressed and gathering our packages. As I walk past my voyeur, his hand reaches forward and I slide my fingers across his palm. Yes, baby. Looking back at the window as the train pulls away, I see his hand come to his nose. I smile and look at him, and we both laugh. We take a deep breath and approach the stairs, and this time it's not imagined, for our legs are definitely shaky. I hope you enjoyed tonight's story. Until next time, my lovelies, remember, stay horny. Oh, yes, stay wet. Stay, salty vixen. Goodbye.